RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. If any of you have ever been in trouble, you know how helpful a real friend can be. However, if your friend happens to be a Phil Harris, you're still in trouble. More about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. Here's how to be top man around your house this Christmas. Surprise the family with a new RCA Victor television set. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The television you can count on for clear, strong, steady pictures. One big reason for this dependable performance is RCA Victor's Magic Monitor. This exclusive electronic circuit system acts like an engineer inside your set. It screens out static automatically, steps up power automatically, and automatically ties the best sound to the clearest picture. The Magic Monitor is built into all RCA Victor sets, into the Brookfield console, for example. The Brookfield gives you a real family view of television on its huge 21-inch picture tube. And every detail of this handsome console, from tube to tuner, is designed and built to meet the high-quality standards that have made RCA Victor the world's most owned television. See the entire line of RCA Victor television at your dealers tomorrow. Prices start as low as $199.95. And remember, when you select RCA Victor television, buy an RCA Victor factory service contract for expert installation and service. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It is early morning in the Harris household. Alice has just sent the children off to school, and as we look in, she has joined Phil at the breakfast table. Phil, as usual, has his favorite newspaper propped up in front of him.
Phil, will you please put that newspaper down?
Huh?
Oh, Phil, pay a little attention to me. Since the day we were married, you came down to breakfast every morning, bury your face in the paper, and never even glance at me.
What?
I said put the newspaper down.
All right, I'll put it down. I'm sorry, honey. Ah!
What's the matter?
Is that how you look every morning?
What's wrong with the way I look?
The least you can do is to wear your hair to the table.
It's under this bandana.
Oh. For a minute, I thought I was married to Guy Kibbe. If you don't mind, I'd like to get back to my newspaper.
Very well. Can I have part of it?
No. You have your own newspaper. Read that. Besides, you wouldn't understand my paper.
Oh, are you reading the Cherokee Tomahawk Times again?
No. I canceled my subscription in November. I felt they were slanting their political views when they supported Tonto for president. All the polls showed that Little Beaver was far out in front.
Phil, please be quiet.
All right, I'll read my paper and you read yours.
Thanks. Let's see what's on the front page today. Phil, listen to this. Julius Abruzzo arrested.
You mean little Julius, our grocery boy?
Yes.
What's he been arrested for? Stuffing one of his customers in the meat grinder?
Phil, this is serious. He's been arrested on suspicion of theft, and he's being held by the police. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah. Ooh, them poor cops.
This is nothing to joke about. It says here he's suspected of burglarizing one of the homes on his delivery route.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Julius wouldn't steal. How can they suspect him of burglary? Head shrinking, maybe. Not stealing. I don't think that Julius would ever... Come in. I know the kid may be a monster, but he's an honest one. He would...
Hello, Curly. Hi, Alice.
Elliot, did you read the bad news in today's paper?
I certainly did, and I think it's horrible. Imagine raising the price of cocktail onions 2 cents a jar.
That ain't the news she's talking... They did? Look, Elliot, what she's talking about, Julius was arrested, they got him in jail, and now he stands a chance of being sent away for 20 years.
Isn't that splendid?
Fellas, this is serious. According to this article, the police claim Julius stole silverware, jewelry, and 2 mink coats. I don't believe the boy did it, and I'm going down to the police station and see if I can help him.
Don't get too close to his cell. He's liable to bite you.
You're tired today, Clyde. Look, Elliot, Alice is right. Maybe we ought to go down with her and see if we can help that kid. After all, he's only a child, and, well, going to jail might ruin his whole life. Now, we'll all drive down together. Alice,
yeah?
You get ready to sing while I back the band out of the garage.
Oh, little Clover, clean little Clover, glimmer. Now's the time to flash your news before you blow your little fuse.
Glow, little glowworm, fly a fire. Glow like an incandescent wire. Glow for the female of the species. Turn on the AC and the DC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little old bug of lightning. When you gotta glow, you gotta glow.
Glow, little glowworm, glow.
Little glowworm,
glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer.
Thou aeronautical
boweevil, illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparkin.
I got a guy that I love so.
Glow, little glowworm, glow. You are equipped with hay like neon. You've got a cute dress pocket master, which you can make go slow or faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a guy that I love so. Oh, little glowworm.
Well, here we are, kids. Let's go in and see what we can do for this guy.
Phil, this is a cold and dismal-looking place. Who do we have to see about talking to Julius?
Well, don't ask me. I wouldn't know about no police stations. We'll have to ask somebody who knows about these. Elliot, who do we see?
Please, keep those low-character gags about me for your radio show. I'm a respectable citizen, and you know it. I've never been in a police station in my life, and I don't want you
all
to make...
All right. Oh, there's a guy in uniform sitting at the desk. I'll ask him. Hey, pardon me, officer. We want to see Julius Abruzzio.
Very well. Before I let you see him, I'd have to know who you are. What's your name, sir?
Phil Harris.
What's your name, miss?
Alice Faye.
Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Sarge.
Never been here before, huh? Look, Sergeant, we want you to release Julius.
Obviously, the police department made a mistake in arresting him.
What do you mean, coming in here and telling us we made a mistake? We never make mistakes. One more crack like that, and I'll run you all in.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Alice, don't let him bulldoze you. He's not even a real cop.
What do you mean I'm not a real cop?
Real cops never get excited, and I ought to know because I listen to Dragnet every week. Real cops never change their voice up or down. They just talk in a straight line like they got stomach cramps.
Sergeant, I'm sure an error has been made, Julius isn't the kind of a boy who would do anything wrong. He wouldn't harm a soul.
He wouldn't, huh? Then how come three of our jailers are missing?
What do you mean?
Every time we send somebody in with his food, that's the last we see of him.
That's understandable. I've been here, and believe me, the jailers taste better than the food.
I didn't mean that. They go in there, run out screaming, and they refuse to come back.
Oh, you're exaggerating. Julius is a very nice boy. He's really gentle and just as sweet as he can be.
Let me out, you finch! Your old kid is knocked down with me bare hands!
There's sweetness now.
Oh, the poor child. Officer, may we go in and see him, please?
All right, follow me.
Oh, this is awful. An innocent child like Julius being kept in these horrible surroundings. Oh, the boy must be frightened to death.
Please stop hitting me with that rubber hose. You're cracking me, little skull. I'll confess, but don't hit me again. Don't hit me again.
Why, they're beating that kid. I ain't going to stand for that. Julius, we ain't going to let anybody beat. Wait a minute. What are you screaming for? There ain't nobody in the cell with you. Nobody's beating you.
I know. I just want to give the joint a bad name.
You see what we go through?
Yeah. Why, that ornery little so-and-so ought to be spanked.
Now, Phil, please, don't be hard on the boy. Can't you see he's terribly upset? We've got to cheer him up.
Okay. Julius, we're here to help you, son.
Gee, that's swell he is. It's nice to know that my friends didn't forsake me.
Of course not. We won't forsake you, Julius, darling. On this your hanging day. Fear not the awful fate that waits you. For Julius, dear, you must be brave.
Oh, brother, it ain't even noon and they're high. What's the matter with you guys? What are you trying to do?
Now, take it easy, Julius. Look, officer, we've known this boy for many years, and he's never done a dishonest thing in his life. I'll vouch for him, and so will Mr. Lewis and Mr. Harris, won't you, fellas?
Of course we will. Sergeant, I assure you that this boy is as honest as I am.
Ooh, that's a lovely recommendation. What I need is a lawyer.
You need more than one, and we're going to get him for you. We'll get you that famous law firm, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe? We want to railroad them, don't we?
What's everybody laughing at? I don't think it's funny. I'm rotting away in jail and they're telling bum jokes.
Please don't get upset.
How could I help getting upset? Here I sit. With the prison power slowly creeping over me little puss. My little body shriveling up like a piece of cold bacon. I'm an outcast from society. Shunned by everybody. Just sitting here alone in my dark, dank, damp dungeon.
That's pretty good. Now try Dirty Dotty Dunk's Donuts.
Yeah, how about, are you copper bottoming in my man? No, Mom, I'm aluminum, Mom.
That's a good one, Dean.
Miss Faye, will you please get these idiots out of here? I need help. I'm in jail for something I didn't do.
I know, Julius, but you must be brave. No matter what they do to you, if you know deep down in your heart that you're innocent, then, my boy, you are a free man.
Huh?
Always remember, Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage.
Oh, no, now she's getting like them.
Sorry, folks, your time is up. You'll have to leave now.
Now, goodbye, Julius, and don't fret. We're going to hire a good lawyer, and he'll get you out of this jail.
Yeah, but suppose we don't.
We'll get you out anyway.
How?
Here's a sharp spoon. Start digging. Hey, so long, kid. If there's anything you need, just let us know. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Fellas, I'm ashamed of you. Julius is in a lot of trouble, and all you do is kid about it. Sergeant, what made you think that Julius committed this crime?
Well, Mrs. Cartwright, the owner of the stolen item, said the stuff disappeared right after Julius delivered the groceries.
Well, I don't mean that Julius took it. Maybe somebody else in Mrs. Cartwright's house stole it. Maybe the gardener, the chauffeur, the maid, or...
Wait a minute. The maid. I was over at Mrs. Cartwright's last week collecting for the community chest, and I noticed she had a new French maid. I'll bet she's the one who did it.
What makes you think so?
I didn't like her looks.
That's the kind of concrete evidence we need. But it's worth looking at. So long, Sarge. Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, where are we going?
Over to the Cartwright's house. Now, if we can prove the maid stole the stuff, then we'll get Julius off. We'll question her.
Now, Phil, you ought to leave this for the police.
They ain't done no good so far. If the maid's guilty, then we'll get her to confess and we'll bring her in. Now, you wait here at the police station, Alice, until we get back. Come on, Elliot. On the way over, you can entertain me with a song.
I don't sing. And I don't know anybody here who does sing.
Well, I do, and I will.
Long, long ago in New Orleans, on a little street of dreams, there I heard a crazy band. That was where the blues began. There was Memphis Joe with his hidey-ho moaning on his saxophone. There was Slip-On Slim, you've heard of him, and his laughing slide trombone. Peg Leg Pete playing hot and sweet on the bacon powder can. Dancers swayed as they played, that was where the blues began. There was Dogface Chet with his clarinet hitting high notes up and down. Smokey Moke was there with his slick black hair beating his drums like a clown. While the booga 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 of a big brown jug by a hep cat dressed in jeans, that was where the blues was born in New Orleans. Peg Leg Pete and his violin, made of bacon powder tin, hollers out, let them folks come in. Dogface Chet and his clarinet, the cutest pair I've ever met, broke his reader, I'd been there yet. Memphis Joe and his saxophone, Slip-Horn Slim and his trombone, they tuned up and settled down, then they all went to town. There was Big Nose Tess from the Greasy Vest weeping in her glass of beer. There was Gambler Jake playing table stakes with a seaboat engineer. Natchez Lil, she was dressed to kill, singing love songs about a man. As she moaned, people groaned, that was how torch songs began. Then a cat named Salmon from Alabama started shooting up the flow. Everybody broke through the pistol smoke for the windows and the dough. While the roar, roar, roar of a 44 busted up those happy scenes, that was how the blues was born in New Orleans.
Look, Elliot, The maid will probably answer the door. Now, as soon as she opens it, we'll tell her that we're cops and then start to question her. Ring the bell.
Yeah. Curly, what do we do if the maid won't talk?
We're going to make her talk. She'll probably deny it at first, but we'll just keep after her until she breaks down. And then if she breaks...
Yes, monsieur. And what can I do for you, gentlemen?
We're from police headquarters and... boy!
Wow! That's putting it mildly.
Boy, wow! Boy, wow! You're a dan.
Did you wish to see someone?
Yes, we came... Wow! Oh,
you're a good one now.
Wow. I can't seem to get past that. I'll try again. Wow, are you... I mean... Who are you, miss?
I'm the maid, monsieur.
Elliot, after a thorough investigation, I have come to the conclusion that this French Marilyn Monroe is obviously innocent.
Yeah. And nobody can say we didn't question her carefully either.
Curly,
your wife must be out of her mind to accuse an innocent little thing like this.
Yeah. I wonder why Alice didn't like her looks.
Obviously, she didn't look her over as closely as we had.
Did you say you want to question me, chérie?
Well, if you think it wouldn't tire you, dear.
Oh, no. I'd never get tired of being questioned by a strong, handsome man like you. Just what did you want to know, baby?
Well, we came by to, that is, what did we come here for again?
Who can remember? Let's ad lib something.
You said you were from the police.
Oh, that. Police. Please. Look, lady, we don't like to disturb you, but there's a boy sitting in jail accused of stealing things from this house, and we don't think he did it. We think somebody in this house is the crook.
Monsieur, why do you look at me like that? Oh, no. Oh, you think I am the thief?
Oh,
monsieur. Oh, you are horrible to think a thing like that. Oh.
Well, don't cry, lady. I hate myself for saying it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Look, I'm kicking myself in the shin. Ouch!
Oh, how could you accuse me of this? You don't love me anymore.
Oh, but I do. I love you more than I... No, lady, stop... Lady, stop crying on my shoulder.
No, I will not stop until you put your arms around me and tell me you're sorry.
All right, I am sorry, I'm sorry. But I can't put my arms around you.
If you don't, I'll scream.
All right, all right. I'll put my arms around... Elliot, hand me my gloves.
What for?
I don't want Alice to find my fingerprints on her.
Now, chérie, tell me. You don't really think I'm a crook? Do you?
No. I just said it in a moment of madness. Forgive me for such evil thoughts, chérie.
Oh, very well. I'll forgive you. Now, if you'll excuse me, this is my first chance to get away since the robbery, and I'm about to leave. It's my day off, you know. If you'll pardon me just a moment, I'm going to put my hat on.
Sweet little thing, ain't she? I think we almost suspected her of stealing silverware, fur coats, and jewelry.
We should be horsewhipped. She's a lovely child, and real stylish, too.
Yeah.
I love those 6 emerald bracelets she had on her arm.
Yeah, but did you notice them 4 diamond wristwatches on her other arm? Real class.
Well, gentlemen, I'm ready to leave. Will you please help me on with my mink coat?
Oh, oui, oui. There you are.
Ah, thank you. Now, would you help me on with my other mink coat?
Two mink coats. Isn't that chic?
Oh, yeah. That's the latest style from Paris. Mink coat a la mode. That's a cold mink coat on top of a hot mink coat.
Ah, you gentlemen are so sweet to me. And now, would you mind carrying my things out to my car?
What things?
Oh, those 4 suitcases in that trunk.
You always take 4 suitcases in the trunk on your day off? What do you got in there, anyway?
Dresses. I like to change my clothes often.
Oh, I see. Must be a sloppy eater.
Well, if you'll just pick up the suitcases, we'll go.
Oh, right, yes. Elliot, you take those 2, I'll take these 2, and we'll come back to the trunk later.
Yes, right, all.
Curly, yes. Isn't she a delightful thing?
May we? Whatever possessed us to think that she would steal? She's just about as honest as... Elliot, are you wearing spurs?
No.
Well, what's that stuff that's rattling?
It's come from this suitcase I'm carrying. Here, listen.
What's she got in there?
You heard her. Her clothes.
What's she wearing? Armored suit?
Must have had a small part in Ivanhoe.
Oh. Elliot, you don't think we're being too gullible, do you?
Oh, no. After all, you can't jump to conclusions just
Hurry
because...
Hurry up, boys. I'll open the door for you.
All right, ladies, stay where you are. We got you with the goods this time.
What are you talking about?
Don't pretend. We heard everything through the window. And all those things you have on are Mrs. Cartwright's.
Alice, where did you and the sergeant come from?
We followed you from the station house. I knew this phony French maid was the thief.
Well, she certainly had me fooled. Alice, you must be mistaken.
Well, I'll prove it to you. I'll open these suitcases and show you. Elliot, you open the trunk.
Yeah, all right.
Now, look, these suitcases are full of silverware. This one is full of jewelry, and that one's full of clothes. This woman was running away with everything that belongs to Mrs. Cartwright.
I'll say she was.
Why? What's in the trunk?
Mr. Cartwright. Stan didn't miss a trick.
No.
Phil, we'll be back in just a moment. If you want to do things in a big way this Christmas, give big 21-inch television. Make it the finest you can buy. RCA Victor Television Deluxe. If there's a picture in the air, you'll get it best on an RCA Victor Deluxe set. Take the new Bancroft, for example. This instrument brings you superb 21-inch television in a beautiful, traditionally styled cabinet. Because it's an RCA Victor Deluxe, it has more tubes and an extra reserve of power for performance plus wherever you live. And, of course, the Deluxe Bancroft has the exclusive RCA Victor Magic Monitor electronic circuit system that acts automatically to guard picture quality. You can make this the most wonderful Christmas of all. Give the ultimate in television quality. Give 21-inch RCA Victor Television Deluxe on display at your RCA Victor dealers.
Folks, this is Phil again. Everybody likes to put money on a winner, even me. Well, here's a winner for you. Christmas seals. That's right. The money we spend for Christmas seals is winning the fight against tuberculosis. It helped save the lives of over 6 million Americans in the past 45 years. Against TB, you can bet on Christmas seals. So take a tip. Buy Christmas seals and use them. Thank you, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program transcribed were Viola Vaughn and Peter Lee, and the part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Just in time for the holidays, RCA Victor brings you the Three Sons Christmas Party. 8 Yuletide favorites on only 2 records, including such Christmas songs as The First Noel and Frosty the Snowman. To play all your 45 RPM records as they should be played, get a new Victrola 45 attachment when you buy the Three Sons' new Christmas Party album at your RCA Victor dealers.
Tonight, hear Theater Guild on the air over NBC.